This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson here on the floor of CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here right now in the Kodak booth. And it's not exactly a booth. It's more like the Kodak
area.
House. The Kodak zip code. And I'm here with Brian Marks, who's the general manager of Kodak Mobile. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, we've had the folks on from Kodak before, and tell me a little bit about what you're showing here at CTIA and why, it's got to be something wireless.
So tell me why this relevant?
Yes.
Let's start about, why it's relevant, then kind of what we're showing. It's relevant because basically what's happening is that as you see what's going on around you, it's all about content. Content coming in, content going out with my mobile handset. And the digital camera business, which of course we've been a big part of for a long time, we have number one market share in the U.S. We're in top three any country that, pretty much any country you want to go to around the world. But that business is transitioning from digital cameras to handheld devices called mobile phones. So what we're here for is to bring all that knowledge and equity that we built into the package of digital cameras into working with now providing that as part of the handset that's working with partners here at the CTIA show as well.
Okay. Well, that's the why. Now the what.
Yeah. Okay. The what.
What is this in front of us right now?
Okay. Got it. So the big thing at Kodak, and people always think about pictures. We like to call them pictures, personal artifacts, things that make your own personal content. How do you make that easy to capture? How do you make it easy to store? How do you make it easy to archive? How do you make it easy to print? How do you make it easy to share and easy to retrieve? And that's the things that we've learned over the last 6 or 7 years in doing these things. The same theory is now going to apply to the mobile phone handset manufacturers that are building cameras in there. So what we're seeing is a couple different things. There's in our booth today, or our area, or zip code house, whatever you want to call it, is you're going to see applications that we're doing that actually make that easier. Things like Bluetooth enablement of the products that we sell and sell a lot of, our home photo printers, our kiosks that total 70,000 around the world, to be able to walk in from your phone and squeeze out pictures right from your phone into the kiosk and print them right then and there. Also, same applies to the home photo printers as well that we sell. And it's all about making it easy, making it fast, and making it, easy quality, really good quality.
Okay. Now, just to interrupt for a second, so you are moving into the area of telephones?
Yep.
Is that correct? Now, this is a really tough area because, we look around and we got some of the big bruising names in telephones here.
Yep.
Now, why wouldn't, say, Kodak approach and try to integrate with? I know that it's a pretty powerful name. I mean, something, everybody in, Kodak is synonymous with American photography, and it's a legacy company. Now, why sort of, strike out on your own?
Well, we're not, and we're actually more along the lines of what you're saying, Michael. We recently signed a big deal with Motorola, and it's a deal that includes co-development of products as well. So it's the combination of two really great brands. Motorola, who's been known in the first radio and now the cellular and now the wireless industry, Kodak, who's been all about, how do I capture really great pictures and memories and share them over the years, we're marrying those two pieces together. So we're not exactly going into this business alone. We're choosing to work with some partners, and Motorola is one of several partners we'll be working with, but certainly they're the ones we've announced first.
Okay. Tell me, is this the EasyShare one I've got right here?
This is the EasyShare one, that is correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this new camera.
Okay, this is a Wi-Fi enabled camera, and basically it takes from what we like to call, for years people talk about photography called point and shoot. And by the enabling this from a Wi-Fi scenario, it's now turned in from point and shoot to point and share. So the minute that I take a picture, I can now share it with whoever, whenever, however I want to, whether it be live or whether it be later on, or sending those images up to wherever I keep them on the web or back even into my PC if I'd like to do that as well. So, and that's the, it was the first in the world, I believe, the first in the world that we've been able to do that. It's that whole concept, instead of point and shoot, point and share.
Okay. Now, so you can actually upload from this camera directly. You don't have to say go home and go to your whichever your wireless router is. This, you can be out somewhere, like say, I guess somewhere that's Wi-Fi enabled.
That's correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, go find a hotspot, and there's plenty of those around, and simply do it right from there as well.
Okay. Now, how will this work when some of the WiMAX stuff comes out, when you've got sort of the Wi-Fi cloud? Will you just be able to upload photos from anywhere at that point?
Pretty much, and that was the theory behind it.
So the telephone has an IP address? The camera has an IP address.
Okay. Basically, it's a unique identification with the Wi-Fi that goes, that we know where we're sending it off to. We've identified where we want this to go. So you have two unique addresses that are pinging each other in the process.
Now, what other features are special about this camera?
Well, this one features the 3-inch screen. It's a touch screen as well.
A touch screen?
Yeah, so basically you can actually navigate not only through there, because as we found out, a lot of different things in manufacturing cameras, or actually marketing cameras, is that it isn't about only capturing the picture, it's about sort of the user experience that goes along with it. So if I'm doing that, it's easy to now work through the camera as well. And the other part about it is also swivel. So I can take a picture, and I'm not trying to, it's hard, kind of hard to see over the podcast, but I can actually look at more or less what I'm looking at while I'm shooting that picture. And it's the first digital still camera to use Macromedia Flash for the user interface.
Okay, now this is something that's very new, I think, for a lot of people, that Flash is coming to mobile devices. And so the interface itself is not like a... So don't tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so basically, again, goes back to how do I make this easy to use? And it's not just about taking the picture, it's about the complete experience to go along with it. Because there's lots of people, as you found out, that make digital cameras, or that make cameras that are part of cell phones or mobile phones. But in reality, the compelling issue here is that how do I make this a faster experience, an easier experience, and a more compelling UI to view things like my albums and my calendar views, and being able to view your pictures in formats and projects that you've built in the way that you want to build them, just like you would on the web.
Okay.
And that's what the UI allows us to do by using the Flash piece.
That's fascinating, because this is really new. I think people are used to interacting with Flash, say, on their PCs, and having Flash to sort of, you know, play with them and be a little bit interactive. But this is... touching Flash is kind of interesting.
Huh? Yeah, that is true. And it's easy to find your pictures when I want and when I need them, and along those lines, the same way I do when I'm on my PC as well.
Okay.
So that's the difference. Because what you're going to find is when you walk around and pick up all these different phone-centric devices,
right,
they all have to use phone-centric UIs. And that's the difference of what we're trying to bring to the table versus what the sort of the handset mentality of it's got to sort of look and feel like those handsets. That's great, but the problem with that as you go forward is that there's some great technology you can build into handsets, but unless you make it easy, and nobody's ever going to use it. And a really good example of that is, I think there's a couple of people now showing 10 megapixel handsets out there. Well, you know, we've done enough looking into this to understand what people are doing with this. They're taking pictures, they're filling up their memory on their camera, on their handset, and then they're deleting them to take more pictures. It's not about how big the picture is. It's about what I can do with it when I take it. We take it being a good picture as table stakes. That's got to take place.
So further expanding on getting back to the idea of pointing and sharing, I know that there's some features here that have been presented to us about this camera. A little bit about, now you've got internal storage, and I see a card. I see a slot for a card here. But is there internal storage on the camera?
Yeah, there's 256 megabytes worth of storage, and that basically allows us to store about 1,500 pictures on the device itself. So for those folks that like to use that as their, look, here's my, you know, here's my family, here's my kids, here's my, you know, here are my pictures, you can do that and you can leave them on there. Because we do find that a lot of people do that. That's why there's a large screen there. The other really interesting, valuable feature that it has is the ability to actually edit those pictures on the device. Because remember, now if I'm directly sending them to email from the device itself, I can edit those to make them good pictures when I send them, as opposed to just what the lens captures.
This is great. I mean, Kodak has been really, I think, such a part of just, you know, the United States and I mean all over the place. I mean, I was raised on Kodak film and all of that. So it's great to see, you know, the company really still out there, because it, you know, not all companies have survived this long and been able to, I think, really, you know, and to maintain a brand like that. And so I think it's great. If people want to find out a little bit more about the EasyShare One and some of the other features that Kodak is innovating with, where should they go?
www.kodak.com. It's the best place to start. And it all, yeah, everything's right there. That will not only take you into where EasyShare One, but also into when the next transition comes into where are we going on mobile with that too.
Yeah, it'll be really fascinating to see what happens with this collaboration. I mean, when do you anticipate that folks will actually start to see some of these telephones?
Okay, so everything that you see that's new that comes into this industry, there's a 14 to 20 month development cycle with the handset guys, right? So if we started this project with Motorola, for instance, at the turn of the year, then fast forward 18 months, and that's about when you foresee the first co-developed device. Until then, we're going to be doing really neat things by loading some very cool applications that you'll find here at the booth today that allow people to do, you know, really great things with their picture to help bridge that experience between when we can actually create the perfect handset to what's available today.
All right. I've been speaking today with Brian Marks, who's the general manager of Kodak Mobile. We've been speaking about some of the new cameras and looking ahead to some co-branding with some telephone camera cooperation, interoperability. And it sounds like great stuff. And go to Kodak.com if you get a chance and check them out.